learning with you again. So today's shiur is going to be wrapping up a couple of points in Simin Kuf Gimel that we didn't do, and do the Siyata D'Shemaya Simin Kuf Dalet. It's some short, cheerful topics. Ad Kedei Kaf that I don't even think you need to devote the whole day for Chazara, that I already left. Rabbi Yol is giving out. Next Mar Makomos, already for Kavush in Simin Kuf Hei for Thursday. We'll probably also do Sakin B'Ni'itza. And then B'Siyata D'Shemaya will be ready to go, of all things. You might be taken aback, what I'm about to say. We're going to go to Hilchos Pesach. Where is it in the Reitz curriculum, Hilchos Pesach? It's a new thing. Rabbi Leibowitz didn't bring that here. Hilchos Pesach, what we're going to do is Hilchos Hagolas Kelim. And most of Hilchos Hagolas Kelim appears in the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Pesach. So it will work out really, really nicely that we'll, after Purim, begin learning Shoshim Yom Kodim L'Chag. We'll, Meretz Hashem, begin doing Hilchos Pesach. It'll work out B'Siyata D'Shemaya beautifully. So we'll end up, we're going to be wrapping up Hilchos Taruvas at the end of this week. And then after Purim, Monday's Tainus Esther. So Monday's Tainus Esther, so that means, we'll see. We'll see how hungover we are. But Mirtzeh Hashem, right after Purim, to begin Hilchos Hagolas Kelim, which will be with Hilchos Pesach. Okay.
And then
we'll continue. I'll tell you the whole curriculum that we have. There's Tfilas Kelim, there's Bishalakum, there are other things as well. But we'll do Hagolas Kelim first. This way we end up doing Hilchos Pesach. There's also Hilchos Hagolas Kelim in Yaradeya. We're going to be doing the Siyata D'Shemayim both. Okay, so there's one Rabbi Kiva Eger in our sugya that stands by itself. It's really not connected to anything else per se in the Shulchan Aruch that we didn't do in Kuf Gimel, and that is in Sifkatan Beis. Of course, we know that the halacha is that if you have something that's pogeng, so then the taruvos is going to be mutter. We also learned that the halacha is that you're not allowed to be pogeim lechatchila. So, for example, I want to reiterate something that's on the Mar Makomos from Simin Sadi Tes, Sivkotan Zayin in the Prima Gadim. I put it on this Mar Makomos, but I already read it for you inside. And as the Prima Gadim says, that if you have a kedera that's not a ben yomo, so you're not allowed to cook with it. And if you're going to cook with it, so then in such a case, that will be, even though you're creating the food, pogum, so therefore l'chura will be mutter, but that will be eim avatlanis l'chatchila. So you're not allowed to make something aser l'chatchila, you're not allowed to be mevatel with the dover hapogim. So that's going to be aser. But Rabbi Kiva Eger came with a brilliant suggestion of how to be able to get around the fact that you're not allowed to make something pogum l'chatchila, yet at the same time, find a way that you could be pogame an item. And that would make it mutter. And Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that this, he thinks, could be used even halacha l'maisa today. Let's take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kuf Gimel Sifkatan Beis. V'nira li lodun, de mutter lahosif ad shishim, v'litein achakach melach v'tavlin sheyashbiach, v'ein bazem mishum bitul iser lachatchila. Rabbi Kiva Eger is going on the Shach that said that you could have something that's pogum and it's going to be mutter if it's missing salt, or vice versa. The salt makes it pogum. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger the following tzir. You have something that's pogum. It's pogum. Were you allowed to do that lechatchila? No. You're not allowed to be pogem at lechatchila, but it was pogum. And then you had shishin keneged that pegima. But once you're going to add melach v'tavlin, then it'll be edible. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger like this: you're allowed to have ingredients up until shishin, where it's pogum, and then resuscitate it with melach v'tavlin sheish biach. Ve'ein bazem mishum bitulis lechatchila, kima dahashta shu pogum nispatel iser berov. When it was pogum, the iser was batel berov. It was mutter. It was mutter berov when it was pogum, and now you resuscitate it. So then, in such a case, there isn't going to be a problem of any type of bitul lechatchila. And what you're going to have ultimately is the food that's edible. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has this brilliant chap in which you would be able to hold on to a food and make it edible, even though it has iser inside. And that is, if you rely on what the shach, and it seems like the mechaber had said, that if you have something that's missing the salt, so then in such a case it's pagum, and but you add it when there's already shishim kenegeda iser, so then in such a case, then it would be mutter. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger suggests. Rabbi Miller said that he thought, and this is the first entry on your cover page, that he thought that this Rabbi Akiva Eiger could be used lahalacha, that you could have a case that the iser is going to be batal b'shishim, and it's going to be tam pogum, and then after there's shishim, then in such a case add something that's ta'um, and then in such a case the item would be mutter. So this is a collector's item. I don't think most people will do it in their kitchen homes, but in institutional situations, every once in a while, such a case like that would come up. Okay, now let's go to what's going to be a large part of our focus for today, and that is a Ramah that I don't know if you had this experience. I found this Ramah hard to read. The Ramah by Nosein Tam Lufgam Bekli. Aside from it being difficult to read, there are a few very, very important yisodos in the Ramah, Kuf Gimel Beis. We skipped it to do everything else in the Siman, and now we'll go back to this detailed Ramah. Comes along the Ramah, Yesh Omer, the Afal Gav, the Iser Nosein Tam Lufgam, V'Hamaychal Mutter. Even though the halacha is that if you have something that's Nosein Tam Lufgam, the food is going to be permissible, Mikol Makom Hakadeira Asura. So, you had Iser that didn't taste good, that fell into a tafshil. So the maichel is going to be mutter. Nevertheless, the kedera is going to be aser. V'im bishlo bo achar kach tov meis le'es, tafshil, she iser rishon nosen bo tam l'shevach, neser hatafshil l'sheni. Now it is possible that even though the iser was pogame the tafshil, that the iser itself could give off tam into the kedera, and the kedera won't necessarily give off a tam pogum. So the kedera itself is going to be aser, and it's going to be able to be aser. It's going to be able to aser other things as well. That's what the Ramah tells us in this yesh omer. Okay, so Rabosai, here we have the basic yisod, and that is that even though the meichel is going to be mutter, the kedera is still going to be aser, and this happens all the time. There are many, many times when we'll have a case of no sein tam lufgam. Nevertheless, the kedera is going to be aser, similar to what we had in Sif Hei, that we learned that a kedera that's not a bas yomo is aser to use, even though what it gives off is pogam, but lechatchila that kedera is going to be aser. So the corollary we have is not a ena bas yomo, but the corollary we have is when the food is pogam, so that gives off taste into a kedera. And you would have thought that since this taste it gives off to the kedera is also going to be aser. Kamash is also going to be mutter. Kamash malan comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says that the kedera is aser. The kedera is going to be aser. And this is halacha l'maisa. This is the halacha, that the kedera is aser, even if the tam that came out was pogum. Now, the big royal question is why. Why is it that when the tam pogum goes into the kedera, that the kedera itself becomes aser? If the halacha is that I'm allowed to eat the food, so then if I'm able to imbibe that food because the iser was pogum, the taruvos, take the Rajba's understanding, the taruvos was batel because we don't say tam ki iker, so why in the world should the kedera be aser? So here, the gedolei achronim were medayik, that if you take a look in the gra, the Gra says it one way, and the Ramah in a few places is mashma another way. Take a look in the Gra in Sifkatan Ches. Says the Ramah, Kimoshe kasev b'sof avodik zara, gzeira kedera she'ena ben yomo, atu ben yomo. The Gemara, of course, tells us, like we saw in Se'if Hei, that you're not allowed to use a Kedera Ben Yomo, lest you come to use a Kedera Shein Ben Yomo. Kol Shekein Kan, certainly, if the halacha is that a Kedera Eina Bas Yomo is usur, where what it gives off is definitely puzzlem, certainly here we're going to make a Gzera. What's the Gzera? The devil here is in the details. Shema Yevashel Dover Sheno Sein Tam L'Shevach, because we're afraid it's going to give off, he'll be mevashel something that will be no same time l'shevach. In other words, what is the Gras saying? The Gras says that we're concerned that even though for most things this time is pogum, and the average food, the pasta and the vegetable soup that you're going to cook into it, it'll be no same time l'shevach. But what happens if you have the strange dish, the strange Italian dish, and it happens to be that it calls for something that is really, really spicy. It calls for something that has the strange taste, the strange flavor, and in that instance, it's going to be no same time l'shevach. So says the Gra, that's the Gzeira. The Gzeira is that if we're going to start and allow a Kedera that absorbed the tam pogum, so 99% of the time the tam that's going to go out will also, of Easter, is going to be pogum. But 1% of the time it won't be. So just like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah told us, that the halach is that you can't use an Eino Ben Yomo pat, lest you come to use a Ben Yomo pat, so too this is going to be the chash. That's how the Gra understands. If you take a look, I forgot to photocopy, if you take a look in the Torah's Chatas, in Pei Hei, Os, I wrote down the Mar Mokom, Os Chav Gimel, the Badei HaShulchan quotes it, we'll see it shortly in the Badei HaShulchan. If you take a look in the Torah's Chatas, Pei Hei Chav Gimel, the Torah's Chatas, there it says a different pshat, which I think if I had asked you, it's more likely that you would have said this as being the pshat in the Ramah. The Torah's Chatas says, Eina Chanami. Really, when it comes to this thing that's Po game, there's no reason to make the Gzeira. Really, the halacha should be that which goes inside the kedera, if it's pogum, the kedera should be mutter. There's no reason to ask the kedera. But it's a regular gzeira. It's a gzeira, just like we make a gzeira of an eino ben yomo pat, atu a ben yomo pat. We say that you can't use a pat with tam pogum, lest you come to use this, and that's tam l'sheva. If you had asked me, then I would have said that's the simple pshat. But if you read the Gra carefully, the Gra didn't say that. The Gra said that we're afraid that the tam pogum over here is going to be tam that's going to give l'shevach. In other words, in 1% of the time, it's going to be l'shevach. L'may nafkamina. What happens if you have something that you know for sure is tam l'fkam for everything? What would an example of that be? Castor oil. If we're talking about oil, car oil, right? If somehow there was oil that was made out of, I doubt this exists, but let's say there was car oil that also had fat, animal fat, but it was car oil. It definitely wouldn't be anything that anybody would eat. And that fell into a tafshil, and that tafshil was cooked in the kedera, so then I can't imagine that even 1% of the time that oil would give off a bad taste. In contrast to milk that you would not like in your coffee, milk that has begun to spoil a little, I could imagine that there is sometimes a curdled type of taste of milk that would actually be attractive in 1% of the time of milk dishes. So that's going to be the nafkamina. According to the Gra, since it's the only thing that's going to be usher is milk that has, in most instances, is already tam pogum, but in 1% of the time won't be tam pogum. That was why they made the gzera. But for castor oil, they didn't make the gzera. According to the Torah's Chatas, no. Eina chanami, it's going to give off tam pogum. It's going to give off tam pogum the entire time. However, if we're talking about something that doesn't give off tam l'shvach, in such a case it would be mutter. Now, l'kulei alma, and maybe castor oil may not be the best example, l'kulei alma, if you have something that's pogum l'gamri, where the iser itself is entirely pogum, so then we fall into the category of the ran, then we fall into the category when it's pogum l'gamri, that everybody is going to agree that it's mutter. There, in such a case, that's not even called tam pogum. What was that called? That's called ein ru'i l'ger. If it's ein ru'i l'ger, it's going to be mutter l'gamri. Oh, Gishmak Rabosai. So let's just review what we have. What we have is this basic halacha. We have two halachos of the Kedera of Tam Pogum. One that we spent a lot of time last week talking about, that's Sifhei. Sifhei, we learned that Kedera, that's Eina Basioma, it's Tam is Pogum, we still can't use it Lechatchil. That everybody agrees, that's smooth. We now learned another halacha. We learned in the Raman, Sifhei is another halacha. And that is an instance where you have Tam Pogum that went into the Taruvos, it made the Taruvos Pogum, and now goes into the pot. That pot is going to be Aser. Now, it sounds similar to Sifhei, but we have to zero in exactly why is the pot going to be usher. So why does the Gros say it's usher? Because even though most of the time the spoiled milk in the pot is not something that's good, 1% of the time it's going to be good. Mashma from the Gros. What happens if you have something that is entirely spoiled and won't give any time l'shevach from the Isser into the... Then it's going to be mutter. However, according to Torah's Chatas, no. It's a gzera. It's a gzera that we're afraid. If you're going to come to use pots that have tam pogum l'gamri, it's a gzera atu, you're going to use it for Isser, that's l'shevach. That brings us to a summary of three different levels of tam pogum. Number one, you have something that's tam pogum ad asof, that it's ein ru'i l'ger. It's something that you wouldn't have, a ger wouldn't eat at all. That's going to be mutter l'kulei alma, the food and the pot. Then you have the case that we call the castor oil. Let's say it's not entirely pogum legamri. For example, maybe the lard never became entirely pogum, but it was mixed with something that's pogum. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be in regards to the isur, according to the gra, that would also be mutter, because the isur itself, you'll never come to use it l'shevach. It would never become l'shevach. And then you have a third level, and that is that most of the time it's not used l'shevach. So then in such a case, that's when the Gra says the chidush of the Rama is that's going to be aser. But according to the Torah's Chatas, the Rama himself, in all instances, we made the gzera. What I just described is what the Badei HaShulchan spells out very clearly in Sifkatan Ches. Gishmak. Okay. Let's take a look at how this is gepaskint lahalacha. Let's take a look at the Chachmas Adam. Nun Dalid Yun Beis, says the Chachmas Adam. Afagav damaychum mutter, mikol makom akdera asura. Why? The chayshinan shem yivashaba, dover she'isr nosin tabo tam l'shevach. The mechutanim go in the same mahalach. The Gruz, grandson, one of his grandchildren was married to the Chachmas Adam's child. They were Mechutanim, and the Chachmas Adam was in Vilna. Even though the Sefer we've mentioned in the past, he wrote on his business trips. He says, like the Gra, he says that the Dover She'isr Nosim Bo Tamat L'Shevach. The Chashi is going to give Tam L'Shevach. V'im B'tof Me'es L'Eis Bishol Bo Tavshul She'isr Rishonai Bo Shevach. Nesar Tavshul Hasheni. That in such a case, even if it started off as Nosim Tam Lefgam, if it gives off no same tam l'shvach, so then that's going to be the case of a shpiach l'psof pogim, says the Chachmas Sadan. The Chachmas Sadan adds the knech. Then it'll be pogim self shavach. So therefore, we made gzeira every case of no same tam l'fgam up to a case of some that started out l'fgam and became a shavach. The lo yeyel ki tchilas l'fgam self shavach. But of course, if there's shishim kenega the no same tam lefkam, so then in such a case, everything is going to be mutter. Okay, that is the main issue in this Rama. The Rama continues and he just fleshes out this case, and the Shach and the Taz get stuck on a technicality in the Rama, which is an important technicality. So again, let's read the Rama from the beginning to end. So it flows. Yesh omer, afagav d'isur nosein tam lefkam, v'amaychol mutter mikol mokom akdera asura. The kdera is going to be aser. And we discussed a big diyun why. V'imbishl ba'achak achtok tzmeis leis, tavshol sh'rishon ha'isur ha'rishon nosein bo tam l'shevach, nesar ha'tavshol ha'sheni. And of course, if then you cook with that pot, and it gives off tam ha'isur without the tam pogum, it's going to aser the second tavshol. Of course, if there's shishim keneged iser, then everything is going to be fine. Period. Avol, this is going to be our next case that we're going to discuss. Im niro atavshol arishon bekaf. If you mix the tavshol, that is pogum, with a spoon, v'tachvo achakach hakaf l'tavshol hasheni, and then you take that spoon and you stick it into a second tavshol, Shugam kein pogem, and then it'll also be pogem, lo nesrak deira. Then in such a case, the kdera is not going to be usur. So Rabbosai, the next case of the Ramah is the following thing. Once we got through saying that a pot becomes usur when it has even a davar apogem, so now let's talk about a case of where you used a spoon to mix the isur that was pogem, and then you stick that spoon into another tavshil. So now what's the halacha? The tavshil itself is going to be mutter if it's tam pogum. But we learned that iser that has tam pogum inside of it could make the kdeira asura. So says the Ramah, lo nesar. In such a case, it's not going to be nesar. Why? Zok dehele gishach sifkot and yud. Lo nesra kdeira. Dehave not barnat. Because this is a case of not barnat. What's the not barnat? Ha iser bekaf, akaf betavshil, atavshil kdeira, vaadayin kula heter. In this case, the Meichel is of Heter. So since it's Pogum, it's of Heter. Therefore, even though we would say that eventually when it gets to the Kedera, even if it's Pogum, it's going to Aser the pot. But since it's not Barnat de Atera, in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. So far, so good, Rabbosai? Straightforward, right? Beautiful. Comes along the Taz, and he has a technical question. Take a look at the Taz, Sivkot and Vav. Vitimahani. Says the Taz, I have a wonder. The Lama Noked Ramah Kan Shakaf Neser Tchilam Iser Pogum. The Haini Me Atavshul Shavishon Shoyi Ba Iser Pogum. Ha Afilu. This is about three lines into the Taz. Afilu Im Haya Ha Iser Gomur Bikaf Tchila. V'Tachvo Lekder Sheish Ba Tal Shalsa Iser Shavikafu Pogma. Have Lekder and Not Bernat Ve'Eno Seres Ma Sheis Bashel Bo. The Taz is bothered by the following question. He says, why don't we say that there was already Iser Gomor in the Kaf, and then he was Tochev L'Kedera? Why does the Ramah need three Nat Barnats? The Ramah's case is a triple Nat Barnat. Because what was the case? The case was, you had Tam that was already put into the food, from one Nesina's Tam. Then you put the calf inside, and it absorbs it. Then the calf you went, and you used it to stir a Tavshil. And then from that Tavshil, it went into a pot. That's three Nesina's Tam. So the Taz is bothered. Why do you need three Nesina's Tams? The route that should be, not Barnat Tetera, works, even with two Nesina's Tams. That's the Taz's kasha. And Taz leaves off the Ramah as being shver. So Nekudas HaKesef comes along and he says, I've got a simple teretz to the Taz's kasha. In Sifkot and Aleph, says Nekudas HaKesef, Yofa ki vein haRamah. The Ramah makes sense. Da'al korcha gam kavonas ha'isav heter kan sha'kaf bolam yisav pogum. It has to be that the kaf itself wasn't the one that was the first Isser, but rather it absorbed from Isser Pogum. Dim lo kein el leka el shtei no sein tam. Vanan kaim malon de lo shari nat barnat el da hecha davi shlosha nat sitam le teira. Says the Nekudas HaKesef, it's beautiful. It's the Ramah l'shitaso. The Ramah who holds that cooking is not a separate nesinas tam. That when you're cooking something, that doesn't count as a separate nesinas tam. We saw that the Ramah holds in Sadihe, that Nesina's Tam is only without cooking. For example, we had cases of Nesina's Tam of Olu Bika'ara, where you had the fish that came onto the plate. But if it was cooked together, the plate and the fish, so the heat of the water is not considered a separate Nesina's Tam. So says the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef of Hafuch, the Taz missed the entire game over here. It's just the Ramah l'shita. So ein hachanami, the mechaber who doesn't hold that cooking is a separate nesinas tam. So then the mechaber holds that cooking is a separate nesinas tam. He wouldn't have needed this as being a third nesinas tam. But the Ramah l'shita, so that the Ramah holds that bishul is not a separate nesinas tam. If that's so, so then in such a case, Ramah has two nesinos tam. Interestingly, the Badei HaShulchan, uncharacteristically, Rav Feivel Cohen Shlita gives his own teretz to the Kashi. He quotes the Nekudas HaKesef And then he gives another interesting teretz. And this is a teretz that we've touched on in the past. And that is, he says, if you take a look, this is page Reish Yud Aleph and Reish Yud Beis in your booklet. The Badei Shulchan says that we learned that the halacha is that, according to the Ramah, that if you have the Nesinas Tamim simultaneously, so then in such a case, that would not be considered a separate Nesinas Tam. Dahainu, if you have something that's cooking, and you're going from the wall to the food, to the wall again, but it's all in one cooking, in one process, then that's not considered a separate Nesinas Tam. So Badei Shulchan suggests that even if you didn't go with the shita that holds that you need three Nesinas Tam, but in a case of where you have everything happening at once, that's not called Nesinas Tam. What's the classic case of Nesinas Tam? You have dogim that were put on the plate. The plate, previously, chronologically, the plate had meat that had been put on top of it. Then you put the dog on top of the plate. Each step is happening at a different time. However, if you have all the Nesinas Tam happening at once, you have the spoon with the iser that is mixing the food, which at the same time is holding the pot, is holding the food, and all of that is happening through one bishul, that's not considered two different Nesinos Tam. So even if you held that bishul was a separate Nesinos Tam, it could very well be that in this case, since it's all happening simultaneously, that would not be considered separate Nesinos Tam. This is the Badei Shulchan's teretz based on the Shita of the Chavis Das. Ad Kedei Kach, the Badei Shulchan is not sure why the Chavis Das didn't quote, give this as a teretz over here, because the Chavis Das holds this way in Simin Tzadihe. Okay, for our purposes, more important is the Nekudas HaKesef's answer. And that is that this case is a case of not barnat, straight up not barnat, that you of bishul, and if it's not barnat of bishul, then in such a case you need to have three different stages. Okay. The third thing on the Mar Mekomos I made reference to before, and that is that you can't, Prima Gadim, that says that you can't cook with Tam Pogum in a Kli. And if you do, then the food is going to be usur because that would be considered bittel of Eim Avatlan Isur Chatchil. Because that point is so important, let's just see it again inside. Let's take a look. I made reference to this last time, but let's see that Prima Gadim again. In Sadi Tes Zayin, in the Sif Seidas, all the way at the end of the Sif Seidas, in Sadi Tes Zayin, Yeroyli, all the way at the end, Yeroyli Hamivashel B'mezid, B'kderas Isser She'ena Bas Yoma, Osir Atashel Kedim Evat L'Isser D'Rabbonin, Afla Mechaber. So this is a very, very important yisod, that using a pot that is an Eino Ben Yomo, and you know you're not allowed to use it, in such a case, the food is going to be Osir. This could happen every once in a while. You have somebody who knows their dishes are treif, but you know that this pot is an Eino Bas Yomo, and they're cooking for you. So maybe you'll say the food's mutter. The food's mutter. So comes along the Prima Gadim and says, no, that's Mevatlanis L'chatchila. If they do it for you, it's a Mevatlanis L'chatchila. It's a very interesting question. What happens if they weren't doing it for you? What if they were doing it dafka not for you? They didn't think that you were going to come at all. So in such a case, is there room to be matzdik? But this is the basic thing. Now, I do have a question that I'd like you to think about, and that is, according to the Ran, who holds that the way in which Nosein Tam Lefkam works is not a din of bittel, so why is there a problem of Eim Vatlanes Lechatchila? According to Ran, that holds us extension of din of Ein Ru'i Leger, so then why is it that the food is not going to be mutter? But according, we passed like the Rajba. We saw quite a few times that we followed the Rajba, Mikra Dedina, not the Ran. But Lahagdil Torah Ladir is something to hack about in the Beis Medrash. Is why would it be that according to Ran, it would be usur? Clearly, no one allows people to eat from food that was used in non ben yomo pots. But according to Ran, yesh lefalto. Okay. One more thing before we wrap up the halachos of Nosein Tam Lefgam. We're going to come back to this b'siyata d'shmaya when we after Pesach when we do Hagolas Kalim. or before Pesach as well. But if you take a look, the Pri Megadim has a long arichus in the Sifsei Da'as at the end of Simin Kuf Gimel. In the Sifsei Da'as, he has Echtov Ktsas Dine Nosen Tam Lufkan B'Kdera. So in Oz Beis, he quotes a very, very famous diun. And that is, this comes up pretty often. What happens if you have China that was treif? So China, you can't kasher. So you're stuck, right? L'chura, right. But there is a fascinating heter of the Chacham Tzvi. If you take a look in the Pri Megadim, Sifkatan Beis, Kli Cheres, Imahani Bei Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh. This is all the way at the end of Kuf Gimel. Kli Cheres, Imahani Bei Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh. So maybe it's possible for some reason that if you leave the Kli Cheres around for 12 months, then it's going to be okay. Why? So he says, Hinei B'tshuva, skip a line, Hinei B'tshuva Chacham Tzvi. Everybody have it, Os Beis? Matir di eved be pesach shepishol davar charif bikderah she'avra yud beis chodesh. That the Chacham Tzvi was matir, even cooking a davar charif in a chametz tikka thing, if it hasn't been used for 12 months. V'raya miyishun kankanim. Now this, Rabbosai, is a halacha by yayin nesach. That by yayin nesach, the halacha is that if you use barrels that have yayin nesach but haven't been used for 12 months, so then in such a case, the halacha is that we don't consider that it asers everything else. In other words, the blios inside of the wine, of the barrel is not going to affect. Now there's a simple dechia, and the Chacham Tzvi tries to answer that dechia, and that is that there by the wine, so there you have soaking wine that's sitting in a barrel. But that is kavush. It's kavush in a barrel. And there we learned the halacha is at 12 months or mutter. So what would the halacha be? Says the Chacham Tzvi. He thinks mi'ikur d'dina that if you have plates, pots, and so on that haven't been used for 12 months, the halacha would be that you're allowed to use it without kashering. Of course, if you can't kasher, you would be mechuyev. But what would the case be where you couldn't? Klei cheres. So this comes up when very expensive china. If a family has, let's say a family becomes religious, and they had a very expensive china that was treif, or they inherited from someone who didn't keep kosher, very expensive china that's treif. Could you have this etza of waiting 12 months, and then you're going to be okay? So comes along the Chacham Tzvi, says, I'll bring you a raya. The halach is that by yayin nesach, where you have wine that's sitting in barrels for extended period of time, longer than 24 hours, and we know that we have the concept of kavush kimavushal. So then in such a case, the halach is that if it stayed for 12 months, even though wine will absorb the tam of yayin nesach, but if it's already been sitting the barrels without being used for 12 months, then it's going to be mutter. So says the Chacham Tzvi, you can bring a raya from here that's mutter. Rabbosai, what's the teretz? Is that good raya? Not so bad. It's a decent raya, but you could come up with a teretz. You could say, no, that's only tzonin. Maybe it's true that when it comes to soaking, the halacha would be, then when it comes to tzonin, we would say it's going to be mutter. But to use it with hot, maybe hot does pull out the iser. And that becomes a big debate within the Pri Megadim. And the Pri Megadim concludes, if you take a look, he concludes in the end of Beis, Sof davar akol nishma. This again is at the end of Sifsei Das, in the end of Kuf Gimel. Sof davar akol nishma. The kli cheres shuhu chambo afilu iser drabban ein lahakel biyishun. He says that you can't be makel. Why? Because he loves his chiluk. He says even though it's black and white that halach is that soaking is going to be mutter. He says that's only when it comes to cold. But hot is going to be aser. And then he says, but he might be willing to be makel. Va'yidei kvisha ha-makel be'afsaru v'tzarach gadol ein gorim bo. But what you can be makel on is for using it for kvisha. That he says, b'tzarach gadol, you could be makel. Now this will come up every once in a while that even though the Chacham Tzvi was quite makel. By the way, Rav Moshe Feinstein uses the Chacham Tzvi's heter in b'shas hadchak as well. But I would like to point out, even though there are many who reject the Chacham Tzvi, the Pri Megadim himself was willing to accept the Chacham Tzvi's raya by cold. Then when it comes to cold or even kavush, he says that it's going to be okay. We've already discussed in the past using something that's entirely cold. But even kavush, Even something that's sinning for a while, in such a case, we learned already, by Yayin Nesach, it's going to be mutter. So here, this might be a makar for those people who have a family heirloom and so on, that there's a chash that it wasn't kosher. If it, we're talking about using it for cold, even bikvius, the shach we spoke about in Basa B'chala was using it only barai. Even bikvius, even bikavush, etc., etc., the prima godim comes out being matir, behefse meruba v'tzara godol. Engarimbo. He says, don't protest. That would be an example. If you have someone who are Bali Tshuva and so on, that would be an example, Engarimbo, that would be an Eitzah. We'll discuss more details in terms of Kli Cheres in general, but you should know that Simen Kuf Gimel has this important Prima Gadim about this Shaila. Okay. Tom Vinishlam. Yes. Simen Kuf Gimel. Yes, Eitzah.
One, the Prima Gadim, the next line he says that by Mateches, he's willing to be nine. I mean, he's not... You're only being machriah for klichar, so
absolutely.
There's even more room for
matachas
to be more.
Yes, we're mirtz going to discuss about mirtz Hashem. But the problem with this prima godim is at the end of the day, he's not practically makel except in regards to kavush. That's what I see. That practically he's makel. He'll be makel by matachas, also by kavush, certainly. But
what would you say that if it's meaning most people in China, you don't cook in the China, so something hot, a lot of times not necessarily hot, so let us suppose it's going to be on the China.
Right.
But it's not cold.
Right, right. Ramesha brings up your point, although there is stuff that's put on the China that's clearly hot. For example, soup that would be irikli rishon soup, tea. And that gets involved with how you look at tea, what's considered kli that's mutter for tea, and that will get us involved in Hilchos Shabbos. Also keep in mind that Hilchos Shabbos, this is important, this I think I'll put on the test, this is really, really important always to keep in mind, even though it's the last one, but this is something that's very, very important, it's becoming more and more crystallized, and that is, bli neder, and that is that Hilchos Bishul on Shabbos is more lenient than Hilchos Blios by Issur v'Heter. Because we saw, it's actually the next page, we've already learned it, in Simen Kuf Hei. We saw in Simen Kuf Hei that the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to look it up, I believe it's Kuf Hei Beis, that the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rajba, to be Choshesh L'chatchila, that even when you have a klisheni, that you have to be Choshesh for the Blios of Issur. So in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a lot of room to say, well, this tea... The teacup is already a klisheni. So if it's a klisheni, then in Shabbos you could put, according to some opinions, you could put a tea bag in. So then you would say, it's going to be mutter to use it for hot soup, assuming that the bowl is a klisheni, or use it for tea. Let's say there was some type of chash that was used even for non-kosher in the teapot and the teacup as well. But the answer is that no, when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, we're more machmir for bleos and pletos. So if that's so then one really needs to be more careful by Hilchos Kashrus than by Hilchos Shabbos.
What Rabbi said before about if you know that something is an ina ben yomo, so it's pogum, it says that is to use that lechachil, it would still be an iser of milatnas lechachil.
Correct.
Where is the iser over it? Meaning, unless it's just under that like umbrella kazir of a mavadim.
That's what it is.
But if there's no actual iser because it's pogum.
Right. That's right. So it's a mavadim lechachil goes like this. What we're doing is it fits in beautifully in the lamdos that we started with a week and a half ago. We're going within the Rajba. The Rajba holds that what you've got is you've got heter and you've got iser. There's more heter than iser. Normally, we don't care about the fact there's more heter than iser because we say tam ki ikar. But when it's tam pogum, so then there's no tam ki ikar, and then the heter is mevatel the iser. But in a case of where you know that you're dropping in the heter into the iser, that's a mevatlis lechatchila, and the same is going to apply for a pot. You know that there's iser that's going to go out. It's just that the majority of the food is heter. The fact that there's no tam means that's mutter, but you're going to need to rely on ropes. That's a mevatlis lechatchila. So it's not a magical a mevatlis lechatchila. I could really trace it chemically. What, if you will, what the aim of Atlas Lechatzila is. What?
Say, even for Caleb,
Even for Caleb, that's what the Prima Gadim is pointing out. Right, that's the Prima Gadim. And then I asked, Lahagdil Toru Ladira, according to the Ran, what would the Yisr be? Lahagdil Toru Ladira.
I don't know if this might be relevant, but I once asked a Shaila about, I think we were going to some relatives who we knew kept just Rabbanut, let's say. So, and we wanted to have Mahadim, so we were wondering if we could use their, they cooked in their stove and with their Caleb. So we were told that we could because it was some kind of
Caleb.
But, they were cooking for us.
Right.
But over here, maybe it's just because it's a chumrah.
Because it's a din derabanan. Because Eim Avatlan Selechatil itself is a din derabanan, and probably the Rav holds that Rabbanut is not chas v'chalil chazer treif. So he would say, when do you have to be choshish for Eim Avatlan Selechatil? When you're talking about chazer treif. But when you're talking about halachos of mahadrin, then you don't have to be machmir for Eim Avatlan Selechatil.
So we couldn't eat their food if they didn't buy mahadrin,
right.
You have to ask him to buy mahadrin.
Right, correct. Because then he's choshish for tam kikr, then he's being choshish for, it's a much higher chash when we're talking about that, in contrast to Eim Avatlan Selechatil. That's interesting. That's interesting psak that you got. I hear that. Okay, let's Rabosa begin. Do simin kuv dalet. Interesting simin. The Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara of Achbar. The Gemara of Achbar is on in Avodah Zarah on Samech Ches on the Beis. Take a look at the Beis Yosef simin kuv dalet sifkat and alf. Ahu Achbar the nafal lechavisa de shichra. There was a mouse that fell into a barrel of wine. Asre Rav lo shichra, and Rav said it's asr. Amar Rav lo yadana my time of the Rav. He says I want to know what Rav holds. Ika saver no sin tam lufkam asr. He Rav presumed in his question. In his question, he said, it must be that the reason why he was saying that it's going to be mutter is it's going to be asr is because even though the mouse gives off bad taste. Nevertheless, no stam kam zasim. Less hilchasa kavase, and then we don't paskin like him. Continues the Beis Yosef. Imishum the kasara achbar b'shichbar ashruve mashpich. No, it could be he holds that the mice give off good taste. And what does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara concludes that it depends on which type of mouse. There is a city mouse and there is a field mouse. And the Gemara says field mice were delicacies. City mice, the ones that run in the subway, even those once upon a time were not considered delicacies. So that's the difference between the two. Let's take a look. Now, I'm going to argue halacha l'maisa with trepidation, but with Rav Nevensal's cover, because I think in this room, if I recall correctly, Rav Miller Shlita might have presented it a little bit differently. But I'm going to argue that many and many of these halachos have changed today. That everything's nowadays gross. In other words, when we're talking about animals, and there's room to argue that everything's on mutter. I've alluded to this in the past, but now we'll finally do everything inside. So let's take a look and see these basic halachos, the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll, at the end of the day, we'll get to halacha l'maisa. Says the Mechaber, Achbara de Dabra. If you have the field mice, no Saint Tam l'shelachu. So that's what the Gemara meant, that Rav thought that they give off good taste into the wine. Why? So things have changed. Share is a beferisha. My gear said the Yankas is correct. Indiana Jones. Share ol al shulchan melachim, because it's ol al shulchan melachim. Aval ichbara de masa. But if the ones of the city mice misafgalon, that was the suffix. Imashbiach b'sheicha v'chametz imu pogim. That's a suffix in the Gemara. Uleficham nafal l'sheicha l'chametz and falls into beer or wine. Bitzone v'siru shalem. And lo shab b'sochem eitzleis mutter. If it sat there less than eis la eis, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Either it was hot and that's how the yisur was transferred, or it was kavush, and etc. That we're going to discuss shortly. In all cases, it's going to aser. So this is the basic rule when it comes to the achbar. So far, so good, Rabosai. Okay, so that we're choshesh for this din. I would argue that today, I'm not aware of any shulchan malachim that eat, although you never know in a Trump White House, they would say, but in a shulchan malachim, in such a case, I don't know of an achbar that is eaten, and therefore, l'chura, the halacha changes. Not that the halacha chas v'chalila changes, but when the metzius changes, then the halacha changes as well. Okay, so this is the din first din that we have in Shulchan Aruch. The second din that we have in Shulchan Aruch is something quite more complicated. Let's take a look first at the tour. In other words, I'm stopping in the middle of Sifkat and Aleph, and we're going to see that there are two ways of understanding this Gemara. The Gemara then goes on, and the Gemara then says the following. The Gemara says, back into the Beis Yosef. I'm going to get to the tour, but let's see it first in the eyes of the Gemara. Amalei Rav Hillel Ravashi. Everybody see that? It's about six lines into Beis Yosef. Amalei Rav Hillel Ravashi. Havi Uvda Bei Rav Kahana. This case took place in Rav Kahana, the Aser of Kahana. And Rav Kahana asered it. So you see, Rav Kahana held that every mouse is Aser. Amalei, no, he said. Ahu Imirtuti Imirtut. There, the mouse was chopped up. And the mouse is chopped up, so then in such a case, it's going to be a bigger problem. Now, we're going to have a big, big question in the Rishonim, exactly what is the problem when the mouse is broken up into pieces. So let's take a look, see how the Tur codifies it, and then see how the Beis Yosef explains the Tur. Says the Tur, Achbar Shenafal, I'll read without translating the first half. Oh, I don't even need to. It's very, very straightforward. And you have a period. Vim nechtach. Halfway through the tour. Vim nechtach bitocho lechatichas k'takos. If the mouse was caught, cut up into small pieces. V'yachol l'sanono b'sanenes b'inin shlo yishar mimen v'sof l'klum. Taimo batol b'shishim. So if you could now sift out the pieces, everything's going to be mutter. The Gemara has said it's aser. But if it's cut up in a way that you can't take out all the pieces, the halacha is that it's going to be asur. So here, the question is, why is it going to be asur? Why is it going to be asur? You have this large soup. By far, there's more than shishin connected the tiny pieces. So you've got almost all the pieces out. So why don't we say batal b'shishin? That's the question that is asked by the Rishonim. That's the question that's asked. Why don't we say that it's batal b'shishin? So here, there's a Rashi. Rashi says something very, very striking. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, I want to read it to you inside, I'll pull out the Gemara. Rashi on Daf Samach Tesam et Aleph has a unique take, and we're going to see that Halacha L'maisa really starts with a machlokis between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi on Samach Tesam et Aleph explains the Gemara in the following way. Ir mirtute imratit, mouse was broken into small pieces. Lechatichos takos ketanos, and Rashi brings in halacha of tumah v'tahara. Listen to Rashi's words. V'sheretz isuro b'ka'adosha kitumaso. The sheretz, even though it's small like a lentil, the halacha is that the sheretz is tameh like an adosha. If it's the size of an adosha, then it's going to be mitameh. V'chayshinan duma bolei achaticha sheretz b'hadichomus. Rashi has a very fascinating shita. Rashi holds that there are two ways that a sheretz is not going to be batel. One is when the sheretz is whole, when it's a beria, then it's not going to be batel. And then a sheretz, if it's the sheretz of an achbar, then the halacha is that when if it's the size of the adasha, since a part of it would be metame, if you touched a mouse, a piece of a mouse, which is the size of the adash, it's metame, so too, it becomes asur with the shiur of adasha, and that part is not going to be batel. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi understands. What's that? Yes. Rashi holds that when it reaches the size of, when it is the size of adasha, since it could be metame, a piece of it could be metame as an adasha, so then it's also not going to be batal. The Yisr is not going to be batal. That's Rashi Shita. Okay, so let's take a look at the Darkei Moshe, who spells this out in Shitas Rashi, and along the way, he brings the Cholkim on Rashi. Take a look at the Darkei Moshe. Says the Darkei Moshe, Sifkat and Aleph, Kakos Agos Maimini, Vamordechi, Varan Cholek Sham. The Ran disagrees. Vikasa Sham Delomirlo. The Ran says, wait a second. Why would these little pieces be Aser? Dim Kain, Bishari Surin Gam Kain Hayulanu Lachosh, Shemi Yishar Sham Mino Iser. The Ran asks, wait a second, why are we worried for this small piece of the mouse? Why only by a mouse? Why does this appear only in Kuf Dalid? If you're always worried about the small pieces that they're not bottle, it should apply to Shari soon. Now, how's Rashi going to answer? The Darkei Moshe is going to say, no, 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 there's a specific halach in regards to Sheretz. When it comes to Sheretz, either the barrier is not bottle, or even a part of it that's a sheer ka'adasha is also not going to be bottle, because just like by the sheer tumma it's not bottle, so too by the sheer ochel it's not going to be bottle. Now, Tosis goes to town on Rashi. Tosis rejects Rashi. Tosis is going to be closer to the Ram. But the Ran says, Ran doesn't even entertain Rashi's idea. And the Ran continues. And also, Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. Why is it that it's going to be Mutter just because it's not a Shir? Even if it's a Chatzi Shir, then it's Aser L'Chatchila. If you take a look, the Darkei Moshe then gives his understanding of Rashi. By the word Rak. About two lines down from the Issa V'Heter. Rak b'sheretz, d'yesh lachush, shem yishar bo ke'adosha, shehu shir tumaso. Since when it comes to halachos of the shir tuma, it's an adosha, ho'el t'chilas priyaso, have a ke'adosha, mikri beria v'ein abatel, ma she'en kein v'shari surim. Rashi's going to respond to the Ran and say this is a unique halacha, and that's why it appears in Siman Kuf Dalet. It's not a halacha that applies to Shari Surim, but rather it's a unique halacha in regards to a mouse. And therefore, the Ran's question falls away. It's not going to be batel. It's not going to be batel entirely. Oh, now we're ready to look at the Mechaber. There's speculation of what the Beis Yosef holds. Did he understand the sugya like Rashi, or did he not? The Gra is going to show us that the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber has a totally different understanding. And we're going to see that the Ramah agrees with himself in the Darkei Moshe the way he understood according to Rashi. Let's take a look back into the Mechaber. And we're up to the following. Bein she'siru shalem. Bein shenechtach l'chatichos dakos, halfway through the Mechaber, whether he removed it as a whole, whether he moved it as cut up into small pieces, v'yachol l'sano b'mesanenes, and he's able to sift it out, b'inyin shalol yishar mirenu b'socho klum. The only time it's going to be mutter is if you're able to sift every part of the mouse out. Bein shimuch b'socho l'gari nasakula mashka, if there's no mamashos, then it's going to be mutter. V'im nechtach l'chatichos dakos v'ubein she'eni yochol esanno k'gon she'esar v'shech racham it's michael av ha'kol osur v'ein sham bitol d'chayshin sham yifka b'mamashos shal iser v'lo yirgash. Oh. So, the Mechaber says, you have to be choshesh if they didn't remove all of it. Take a look at the Gra, Sifkat and Vav. And he says, Ayin Rashi. Oh, that's exactly the Rashi that we pointed out. Sifkat and Vav and the Gra. V'hikshel v'olav b'toras ha'bayis v'aran. But the Torah's bayis and the Ran ask, Lama hutzrich l'zeh, v'kayim l'nchatzi shirasa min ha'Torah. They ask, what's the problem? We paskin, why is it that it's going to, why do we have to say that if it was nechtach, so then in such a case, the chatichas dakos, so then it's going to be mutter if you're able to mitzanein. But at the end of the day, we have a klal chatzi shir is also min haTorah. Va'ola vinu b'mitzanenes v'lishtri. And this next kasha is, why don't you use a mitzanenes? So says the Gra, that's exactly what the Mechaber was bothered by. The Mechaber was bothered, the Gemara doesn't say whether they were able to sift it out. So says the Gra, the Mechaber says, if you're able to sift everything out, it's going to be mutter and a chanami, it's going to be mutter entirely. And then you're not going to have a problem with chatzi shir. It's not going to be a problem with chatzi shir. Why? Because you took everything out. And that's why the Torah Shulchan Aruch say, and that answers the second question of the Ran, of why they used a sifter. And about the first question, Kasav Bahaga, the Ramah answered the question of Chatzi Shir by the Ramah saying, no, it's a Shir of Adasha. There's no Chatzi Shir over here because this is a din of Beria. So all we're concerned, either it's there or it's not there. So the Ramah is going to disagree. He's going to say that's Asral's Beria. And that's why you have no din of Chatzi Shir. When do you say Chatzi Shir? When we're not talking about a Beria. But when we're talking about Beria, there's no rule of Chatzi Shir. Ukvar, skip a line. Well, you know what? We don't even have to skip. Va'af al gav de beryush in israska b'teila, and even if it's broken up, it's batel. Kan kivun de shiureh ka'adasha, but over here, since it was the size of adasha, have kamo beryah. That's what we saw in Rashi. Rashi says, well, it has a shir tumah, it has a din beryah. But the Gra explains that the Shulchan Aruch is not going to like this. Ukfar esigu aleim betazu prichadash. Because of the afim gedola harbe kol shein shlema lo mikri beria, comes along the Taz, we're going to see this inside shortly, and the Taz says, no, beria is only when it's entirely complete, not when it has a shiur of adasha. Beria is when it's not taken apart. The moment in which it's taken apart, that's not considered a beria. Oh, Ella, you might want to put an underline over here. Ella says the Gra, De'ena iser mispatel kol shenikar. This Ella is the Gra explaining what the Shitas HaMechaber is. The Mechaber holds that the reason why it's Asr over here is because you have a bits and pieces that are nikar. You see a little bit here. I'm sorry if I'm gross. But you see a mouse foot over here. You see a little bit over here. You see a little bit here. That's going to be nikar. If it's going to be nikar, then it's not batel. Just like chaticha riyus kavod is not batel in the sense that it doesn't assimilate into the thing. Oh, so how did the Gra read the Mechaber? The Mechaber said, if you're able to sift it out, it's going to be mutter legamri. If not, then the problem is when it's nikar, so then in such a case, it's going to be asr. And it's going to make the whole taruvus asr, even if there's shishim kenegdo. Now let's read the Ramah. Says the Ramah, v'dafka b'sheretz yesh lachush. Comes along the Ramah, the Ramah says, no, you misunderstood the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Here we're talking about a sheretz, im nishar sham shel yuchalo tziyo, aval isurin ein lachush. There isn't any need to worry about Shari Surim. So here we have a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Is this Gemara in Avodah Zarah a universal Gemara? Or is it a unique Gemara in regards to Sheretz? The Mechaber says, the din of Beria only applies when the animal is whole. The Ramah comes up with this wild chiddush that the Ramah paskins like, that just like there's a din in Beria when it's whole, also when it has the sheer tumma, that's also considered its beria, and therefore it's not going to be batel. And that's why the Ramah says, v'dafka sheretz. But the Mechaber says, no, this is not a local din. This is coming to tell you, even in the smallest pieces, if the piece in some way is nikar, so then in such a case, it's going to be asur. The Taz says that he finds the Ramah really, really strange. If you take a look, we saw the Gra quote this, but if you take a look, this long Taz in Sifkat and Aleph, we'll pick out one part where the Taz says, "Umashikosav Ramah b'darkei Moshe." First, the Taz reads Rashi differently. Everybody have it. It's next to a small Aleph. I would say it's halfway through the Taz. There's a small Aleph which is going to correspond to the Chidushei Gershuni. Everybody see that? Mashikas Rama Badarki Moshe? Anybody have it? I'll give you another Maramakom. There's a parenthesis where it says, Ukimoshe Kasav Beis Yosef Kuf Alf Diremaskal Vahadu Beria. It's a couple, that's a similar couple lines below. Umashikas Rama Badarki Moshe, Shem Yesh Kadosha Mikri Beria, Niplesi Ma'od Al Pek Kadosh Yomer Kain. The Taz every once in a while does this. It's actually in the spirit of the Ran in Adarim who uses this. And that is, how could the Ramah say that there's a din beria when it has a shir kadasha? How could the holy mouth say such a thing? Then we learned that if the nimala breaks apart, then it breaks its chashivas of the beria. So this is the kasha that the Taz asks. The rule of beria doesn't apply. So if you take a look at the Nekudas HaKesef, Nekudas HaKesef in Aleph says, Herich lahasig al ramav siyato, the cold var of Temuim. Everything that the Taz does to reject the Ramah is not correct. Berosh, Iker Yisodo, Sharei Tama, Dere Bedine Beria, Amru Behedya, Binimal, Dinesrask Menexas, Bato HaFashivus. So we see that when it comes to an insect, that if it broke it apart, it's gone. It's not a berry anymore. Tema rabbalit miyaso. He says, I have a wonder on the task. Da de taima de ramah v'siyatu mishum de achbar havisheretz. Now, Rabosai, we know that there are 8 shratzim in the Torah. The shmona shratzim, right? We're going to have it in Mir Tshem, in the Daf Yomi, at the end of Masechta Shabbos. Shmona shratzim asra Torah. So it's 8 shratzim. Vitum aso kadasha, and its tumah is adasha. V'lo kalachilaso kadasha kishir tumaso. And when you eat a shear of adasha, then you're also going to get malchus. V'zeino binemala, and this doesn't apply to an insect. The adavar pasha b'mishnah of v'shas v'poskim the davka shmona shratzim ubechlol on a achbar shiurin kadasha. V'lo shar shratzim. There's a special halacha, the Shira Adasha, by the Shmona Shratzim, as the Gemara in Nida says on Daf Nun Hei on the base. Ad Kedei Kach, that's a Pella, like the Shach says, it's a Pella on the Taz, because this is Beferish and Mishnayis, that the Taz asked, but this is not the regular rules of Beria. The problem is, that's a Beferish and Mishnah. You want to disagree and say it's not a din of Beria, fine. That you're entitled to. But to be unaware that and equate it to a nimala. So every child, right? Halavai, when we were children, instead of being Osek and Don Manigli and Dave Winfield, every child who's learned Torah in Eretz Yisrael knows that there's something called Shmona Shratzim. I didn't know this as a child, I assure you. That there's something called Shmona Shratzim, and those Shmona Shratzim include an Achbar, and a nimala is not included in it. So comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, no, the Dine Beria are only when it stays whole. There's no chashivus of it, of the Achbar, just like there's no chashivus of Beria. What about the Beferish and Mishnayis that say, no, that the Isra Achila on a Achbar is an Adasha, not only when it's whole. Even when it's broken up into pieces, it's Kadasha. So that's the Pshat in the Ramah. So it says that the Shach, what the Taz says is a tema on the Ramah, is absolutely straightforward. It could be Vamevin Yavin, you could still, the question is whether you could kvetch it back into the Taz, because it's a pella that the Taz didn't deal with this. Maybe you'll kvetch back that the Taz meant is that he doesn't think Din Beria would apply. Not that he forgot the Mishnah. Of course he knew the Mishnah. But he was saying, what does this have to do? What does that Mishnah have to do? We're talking about Dine Beria. And when it comes to a Nemala, there the Dine Beria are clear that once it breaks up, so then in such a case, not considered a Beria. If it's not considered a Beria in terms of Nemala when it's not whole, so too here, even if you're going to be Chayiv on the Shear of Adasha, Mehechi Tasty, that's not going to be Batal. That's probably what the Oymik of the Taz is. But this is the back and forth between the Shach and the Taz. Clarifications? So far so good, Rabosai? Geschmack. Okay. Tov. I gave you the Badei Shulchan Os Sivkotun Yud Beis, but I put on the Maram Kos, it's not photocopy, but B'siyata D'Shmaya, you don't even need it now during Shir. Let's B'siyata D'Shmaya go through the easier parts of Sifim Beis and Gimel. Comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber just spells out a few other halachos. Enough al liayin v'shemen, if the achbar fell into wine or oil, olishar mashkin pogin v'adim ein tzok shishim v'atol plidaso. So Chazal had an understanding that the mouse sometimes gave good taste into soup, but it'll always give bad taste into wine and oil. We've discussed this previously. Ulefizeh, so says Rama, imnafal l'shumen namadina hachi, if it falls into fat, we also assume that it gives off bad taste. V'yesh machmirim b'shumen, there's some who say, no, it gives off good taste. Fafil mukasha l'faneinu, what happens if we find it hard? In other words, it's been dead inside for a while. Im shafchu midei yom yom shumen b'kderet yesh l'safek, shema achbar ha'yesham kishir alav shumen roseach ha'kol asur. Maybe it was there for a while, and then it answered everything. Afil yeshushim b'shuman k'neg kol achbar, v'im lo yiru alav, o shi'iru alav v'yadu ashlo ha'yesham achbar kishir alav, v'shuman ba'al l'faneu kishu kasha, and now the fat is already hard. By the way, I said that the achbar was hard, I meant to say the fat is hard. That the fat was hard, that means that it's been there for a while. V'chein nimtza achbar alav, sagi lib in atilas malkom v'lo maslikin iser. We don't have to assume that the achbar gave of its treif taste to the rest of it. Why? Because we have a svek sveka. Shema haya hashuman rach, kishanafel sham. Maybe the fat was rach when it fell in. V'kavush havakim vushel, the mutter, and kavush is considered mavushel. Mikar svek sveka. Safik nafel sham kishayakash. And maybe it was already hard. In other words, it didn't give off its taste. V'imtim tzalama kishu rach, and even if the shuman was soft, shema niskasha kodim shir kvisha. Maybe it became hard before the Shir Kvisha. You have a Svek Sveka to be Matir. Okay, this Svek Sveka is relatively straightforward. It's not very much Halacha L'maisa. I think it speaks for itself. Yes?
This was all in a case where there's no Shishim. If there's Shishim, then...
Correct. If there's Shishim, then in such a case, everything's going to be Mutter. Correct. The Ramah continues, U'bemakum shashuman ma'us le'echal. A case of where you have fat that's ma'us lechol, also the hadliko gam came to bias. In other words, what happens if it became asur from the achbar, but it was ma'us to eat? So then, also the hadliko gam came to bias haknesses. Then you can't even use it for the shul. Mishum hakriveu na lefecha secha. So the Gra points out that this is a gemara in Bava Basra. This is an amazing Gra. That the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Yayin Megula, Gemara in Sadi Zayin Amabez, what a brilliant Gra. The Gra says that the Gemara in Bava Basra on Sadi Zayin Amabez tells us that Yayin Megula is usher to eat. Why? Because we're afraid that the wine that had been open of snake had put its venom inside. So if you're not allowed to eat it, if it would be something that would be dangerous to a person, you're not allowed to use it for Nisuch Hayayin as well. Why? Because the pasuk in Malachi says, "Hakriveu na lefecha secha," that you brought to me those that were pachos, those things that were not chashuv to you. The Gemara quotes it, the famous Gemara in Sukkah quotes this in regards to mitzvah Baba Avera. And the Gemara says about that we don't bring that which is most to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him. So we don't bring. As the pasuk then goes on to describe es hagozel, that's disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as an animal that for whatever reason is mo'us. So that's the pasuk of hakriveu na lefecha secha. So says the Gra, the Gemara in Bava Basra uses that not only for those things that the world looks at and says, oh, that would be disgusting. Or the world knows that morally that would be disgusting. Mitzvah bob aver, let's say something that's gozel. Even something that you would find disgusting to eat. Why? Because you wouldn't want to drink that wine that has possible venom in it, so you can't use it for nisuch hayayin. So the same thing over here. Even though now you've got this fat that could be used for candlelight, but you wouldn't eat it because it doesn't taste good, so you can't use it for the beis hakneses as well. That's the psak of the Ramah. So this is something to keep in mind every once in a while, that the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Chanukah points out that this also applies to other things, Nero Shabbos, Nero Chanukah, and so on. Those things that would be the lefechasecha, that would be disgusting, then that one should not use. Right. Let's say you had oil that was already giving off a bad odor. The oil was, let's say, had been sitting out open and so on. It was giving a bad odor. So then in such a case, you shouldn't use it for Neros Chanukah. Another example, let's say you had wine that was going bad. There's a minach, but the same would apply. You shouldn't use it for Kol Shel Eliyahu. You shouldn't use it for something that would be Hakruveu Nolefechasecha. Even if you're not going to drink it, for whatever reason it gets poured out, you don't taste it, but it's most, you wouldn't use it. It's interesting, this came up just this year. The Chevra was hacking about oil for Chanukah that was, that most of the oil that was sold here in the yeshiva by someone was oil that wasn't edible. What do they do? All of the oils that they, it's easier now for them to, if I understand their motivation, that you, if you have olive oil, 100% olive oil, the oil itself is 100% olive oil, but they harden it beforehand, right? Most of the guys had oil that started out hardened. How do they harden it? They put in, I forgot the name of the thing, but there's a chemical that's put in, somebody says it, it'll trigger my memory, and that hardens it. Now that chemical makes it inedible. In other words, that chemical is it's with an S. That chemical is inedible. So the shayla, and you'll see that many of the oils say lima'or bilvad, only for lighting, but it's not healthy to eat it. So this was a big discussion whether it's a mahadrin for Ner Chanukah to use such an oil. So you take a look at the back of your photocopy. This doesn't exhaust all the shaylas, but here my friend the Pisrei Chuvis writes that the same halacha that we just learned, if it's discussing, we can't use for other mitzvahs, like for Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, and Avdolah. And he said that there are some who said that from here that you can't use oil that's lima'or belvad, if it has a chemical that's added to make it inedible. He says, but he thinks that it's pashut, that it'll be mutter. That why? Because when we're talking about oil that achbar fell inside, that's objectively inedible. But the shemen lema'or, that's not mos. It's just not roi l'achila. It's not roi l'achila. So then in such a case, shemen lema'or, he argues, would be mutter. There are poskim, Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal was machmir. Rebbe Yoshev, it's well known that those who are follow all Rebbe Yoshev's psakim pay twice or three times as much for their oil on Chanukah. They will only buy the real oil that is oil that you could pour into your salad or into your food. Because the oil that was used in the Migdash, that was an oil that was ro'i l'achila. That Shemen Zayizach was ro'i l'achila. So Rabbi Yashav argued that l'chatchila, that one should use something that's ro'i l'achila. But Ruba Poskim say, even though that would be an idea, nevertheless would be mutter. You know, there are many, many chumras that they used for the oil in the Beis HaMikdash that I think most of our oils don't have. The Mishnah Menachos describes how they made the oil and so on. Rabbi Yashav felt that it should be roi l'achila, but to say that's not hakrivel na l'fachosefa, that would be a much stronger problem, and that presumably it's not. Just because it's not edible doesn't mean that it automatically falls into the category of hakrivel na l'fachosefa. Okay, the last thing for today, Siv Gimel. Dvarim ha-mu'usim shenafshu shel adam katsub behem. If you have something that's ma'us, like ants or flies, so that fell into a dish and they become entirely liquefied, so then as long as you have bittel berov, it's going to be mutter. But if you're able to pull it out, then you're mechuyiv to do it. The mechaber is probably l'shitasa, that the mechaber is concerned that even the smallest amount is considered a davar anikar. This might be a collector's item where the Ramah might actually need more mekel, because the Ramah said that our only concern is going to be in regards to sherets. But nimala, Maven Yavin might be different. But either way, the halacha is that a dover hamos is going to be mutter. So let's talk l'maisa l'maisa. So let's say you have, you notice that there was some foreign thing that fell into your coffee, fell into your soup, and so on. If you're misanein it, even though you know, let's say it was something so small that it would liquefy or something like that, so then in such a case it would be batel berov. If you're able to identify it, for sure you would have to take it out. It would be a problem of beria and not batel. But if something was nimcha gufan, so then in such a case the halacha would be that it's mutter. The corollary to this halacha is in simin kuf zayin, siv beis. Everybody turn to there. Kuf zayin beis. You can't learn this halacha without learning the other halacha. The Mechaber says, Zvuv, ukayotze bo midvarm hamu'utsim, if you have a fly that's disgusting to people, shenafshol shaladam katsavem, shenintza betavshil, zarkon, then you throw it out, vatavshil mutter. So we have two heter. Either if the davar hakatsa becomes liquefied, it's going to be mutter bitul barov, or if it's still there, you take it out, she'ein pleitas dvarm elu hapogimim, osros, that the davar apogim that comes out is not going to be osir. There is, that would be, we would be home free, but there is a shach in Sifkat and Zayin who says, "Ule inyan is vuv osir betamo hiskim harav l'mechav resiat l'hatir, avo tema dare rabu aposkim rishonim v'achronim l'isir." And the shach quotes many poskim who are osir. So to this day, the way the world says it over is, what's the din? Halach l'maisa, this happens. This happened on my vacation. I looked in my water and I saw that there was a bug inside. The water then, I think it was water. So that was cold. But what if it's hot? So now what's the halacha?
I asked you in the beginning of the rosy.
Oh, very good. So what would be hot? The better case is when you have coffee. So then you see that there's a bug, you take it out. Unfortunately, today bugs are so common. It's an eitzah tova to look into your cup before you drink. I told the chevra that I was a shal shudis. I was thinking about which chassidish maisa to say before shal shudis. I was thinking about a particular maisa of Baal Shem Tov, and at that moment I looked into my cup and I saw that there was a bug that I was about to drink. So I took it as a simon min hashemayim, that because I was thinking about that chassidus shemaisa, that was a skula to found the bug. So either way, whether you look at things that way or not, but it's pretty common, and it's kedai to look in one's drink. So what would happen if the fly was inside the coffee? So it comes out, it's machlokas mechaber shach, according to mechaber ramah and shach. The shach is machmir and the mechaber ramah are mekel. Rav Nevensal told me that he thinks that today it could very well be that the shach would agree. That the shach would say that once upon a time these poskim felt that it wasn't mos, but today it's not mos. In fact, I found that the Lashon of the Yam Shel Shlomo is Ve'eino mos kol kach. He said that the Yam Shel Shlomo says, he quotes Yam Shel Shlomo, the Shach. The Shach says, not mos kol kach. But today, it's pasha to me that it's mos kol kach for everybody, and therefore the Talmud Afiosa, and that's why I told Shua that the halacha is, I think, that one could drink the coffee. Again, when Rav Miller Shlita said this over, I don't think he was machria against the Shach, but that's what I heard from Rav Nemtzel, that one could be Mekel. Okay, Tom Vinishlam, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we finished Kuf Dalid, just a second, Rav Shlomo. We finished Kuf Dalid. Imirza Hashem, for Thursday, what we will do is Kavush, and I think I'm also going to add some of the halachos of Sakin, that we didn't touch on. We didn't touch on everything in regards to Sakin Mi'itza. We didn't do, so I'll add that to the Maror Makomos. Rav Yol gave that out to you. And then I'm hoping that by this Thursday, Mirtz Hashem, we will have finished everything that's critical in terms of Halacha L'maaseh and Hilchos Taruvos. For those of you who have time during the Bein HaZmanim, and as we did Simin Kuf Hei Kuf Vav well, for those of you who have time in the Bein HaZmanim to do Siman Kuf Tes and Kuf Yud with Hilchos Svek Sveka and so on, it's definitely very rewarding. In terms of a curriculum of Halacha L'maisa, I've unfortunately not been doing it. There's a beautiful, the Shach has beautiful Klolei Svek Sveka, but if you really want to feel a Geshmaka application in Iyun to what you've been doing up until now, I would highly recommend that you do that. But in terms of the Limud Halacha L'maisa, I think it makes sense because we have to do Hagolas Kalim and Tfilas Kalim and so on. So I think it makes sense to do it. I'm looking forward one day to be able to do it with the chevra, but for now I think it's... Shlomo, what do you want to ask?
If I guess it would depend, like, if you have a cup like this size, if one bug falls out,